and it, I put it up on its side. And it's just great because you're lying in bed with your head on the table, on the pillow, you just watch the TV like that. And what's really good is I'm getting less and less enthusiastic about videos, which is great because they waste too much time. But I like to do something to relax a bit before I fall asleep.
Yeah.
But pretty quick, you get bored of the film, and you just turn it off and go to sleep.
Well, I just go to sleep whether I turn it off.
Yeah, but I got to turn it off because I won't sleep if it's on.
Yeah. Oh, it's just can't distraction. Hear a word once I go to sleep.
Yeah, but it's too damn distracting for me. I don't fall asleep that easily.
Yeah. Betty just phoned, and I couldn't hear a fucking thing she said.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it faded away. The battery's probably...
She might be tired, too.
Yeah.
She just can't avoid being in the middle of a big fucking mess.
That whole family's a fucking mess, and it always has been.
It always will be. Oh, fuck, it's so funny. Oh, I mean, it's sad in a way, but in another way, she's great, because up until now... She's been able to laugh about it, but I'm sure, you know, she's getting pretty old, so it must be harder to take
well,
that
shit.
She's
as old as Irene. She's breaking on 90, you know.
And, you know, it gets harder probably to take that shit after a while.
Well,
I don't know.
She still tries to keep up her social work. I don't know how
that... Oh, she's cut way back on that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she only does
a little.
But she's so busy with the kids, eh?
Oh, well, this is ridiculous that they even ask.
I should just drive down there and pick her up, drive her back tonight. Mom couldn't get an answer from her.
Well, this is the answer I should ask her, but I just fucking forget unless I write it down.
But this is so funny, you know, it's a... And I should go. I gotta get news from when's the next swim tournament. So I better go to see Joey swim.
The next what?
Swim competition.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't been to any of his swimming competitions, which is a bit ridiculous. You know, rather than taking up Alex's time, because he's pretty fucking busy. I shouldn't use swear words. He's pretty busy. You know, you're young, you got the family, you're running around to swim all the time, and...
Well, and I think he's active in the Hungarian Society, too, or used to be.
Used to be. I don't know if he still does much. I think Joey takes up a lot of his time.
Oh, much.
Friggin' driving all over the country.
Well, you know, goddamn well, just like when you were swimming and Donna was skating. I mean, that's every fucking day.
There was a really interesting... I started listening to AM radio, because... It's a pain in the ass in the country because FM, you drive a little bit and you lose it, right? AMs persist longer and it gets better to places, I think. But anyways, the farmers typically listen to AM. They don't listen probably because of habit because they didn't get a FM before.
Yeah, yeah.
The old guys anyways. The young guys, I'm not sure. But they had a guy on there who has a daily talk show, and it's about personal and business finances for small businesses. And so his thing is, don't borrow. You're in a small business, never borrow.
That's
because
right.
When shit goes bad, you're tits up, right? And don't go into a partnership and borrow. Because that's worse, because when shit hits the fan...
Who pays?
Then you're on the hook, because it doesn't matter that the two other guys screwed off to South America or something, or refused to pay their debts, you're actually going to end up paying for the whole goddamn shot.
That
but anyways, he said...
That was entirely my philosophy, and I was so excited, but I made one fatal mistake. I didn't push hard enough to get a chartered accountant and set up a clerical system. You need reporting, like on the rigs. If you don't have cost accounting, they're going to fucking steal from you.
Yeah.
And it shows, but anyways, in 6 months, I made, once we got on stream, I made enough money to pay off our debt. I was so fucking excited. Here we are, a small company.
Yeah, but Lou's just going to look at that as a bank account to borrow from. Yes, you knew that.
Your credit goes way up when you pay off the debt. You go in the next time and he's smiling at you.
I know, but Lou's not going to look at it that way. He's going to say, I can borrow money for the next...
Lou just next stole person. It.
Well, that's... he's boss, right?
I should have known he had an $80 million lawsuit and $60. I should have known he was a fucking crook. And I helped keep him out of jail.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's just... Jeez. But you know what? It's, again, it's competitive drives that. The guys that make it to the top take risks. They use money. They're looking for money all the time.
Well, see, your mom... I'm sure
Catherine does the same.
Debt, and some of them, like, which steel company? They manufactured rigs. And I'm up at the golf tournament, and the head I was up there, what the hell was his name? Anyways, he and I knew each other. I never bought anything off them. But he offered me 4 drilling rigs with nothing down, and only pay when you can. Holy fuck, he started 3 or 4 drilling companies this way. All were successful. Because you didn't have any debt, really, no interest. All you had to do is buy all your equipment from them, of course.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money.
Well, you know, but it was this guy on the radio talk show. Somebody phoned in and said, a lady phoned in, a mother phoned in and said, you know, I'd just like to hear your opinion, but my son is a really high quality tuba player. And he's taking private lessons. And this is an American program, right? So it's down in the States. So he's taking private lessons. And, but I'm kind of concerned because he's done 1 year of these private lessons at $60,000 a year.
No shit.
But he wants to be part of a Philharmonic orchestra. And you can't do that if you're not really top quality.
Yeah.
So his dream is to become, and so the guy on the radio talk show says, I know nothing about music, you know, I'm blowing air here. But my guess is, you know, what's he going to make, $40,000 a year?
That's
and so she
much.
Says, $40,000, $60,000 a year for playing tuba. So he says, he's done 1 year, and he's got like 4 or 5 years to go. So he's going to take up, it ended up to being like $250,000 U.S. in debt. And to make, you know, maybe $60,000 a year. He says, you know, you guys are telling him, we'll take it out of our family sort of, assets and that, because they had enough money. But she was just concerned that that's a shitload of money. And so the guy on the radio says, well, listen to me. And I think his answer was kind of wrong, because when you think of it right off the bat, there's at least 2 different answers to it. What he gave was a standard answer for most of us, right? So he says, well, this guy's going into a career to play a tuba. And I'm sure he's an excellent musician. And he could do it. That's great. And that's his dream. And that's important too. But to take on $250,000 a year for $40,000 to $60,000 a year job doesn't add up. It's going to get him in trouble. And you should tell him no. Not because you're being tough, but you are being tough. You have to be. But because you love him. Because he's going to dig a hole for himself. He'll never get out of. And so he goes on like that. And the mother said, yeah, I'm glad I taught you. Because anyways, he expressed it extremely well, right? It's this thing about being in love. But if you like music, go and pursue your cute music. But for work, you do work. You need to make money. And whatever you spend to get that career, it's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
But there was a second answer to the question he missed, which it kind of, in a way, I notice more now, because I grew up in the era of endless possibilities, right?
Yes.
But it's not like that now. I mean, the debt loads of kids coming out of university could never pay for the friggin', they'll never pay for the investment they made in their education. Well, almost, but, so the answer to that is, actually not. He's right for a certain class of people. But you know, if your old man has $100 million a year business, you own an estate and a big house and you know, property in Acapulco and everywhere else, go do what you want to do. Because you don't give a shit. $250,000 is immaterial, it doesn't matter. So that, you know, kind of funny is, what you're doing in that case is, you're trying to live up with the Joneses. You're trying to pretend that you're a rich snob person when you're not. Because if you're a rich snob person, you wouldn't think twice. Go ahead, at least it keeps them off the goddamn streets, right?
Well, Billy, it goes, this goes in seconds. When I was young, people from Tuxedo and Riverside didn't go to university. They couldn't fucking afford it. Mount Royal, the wealthy kids went to university. It's going back to that. It was just a
What have I said? This is normal throughout all history.
Yeah.
In fact, there weren't enough rich people. There weren't enough rich merchants. You had to be fucking blue blood. You had to be part of the royalty, big landowner class. Because the merchants couldn't afford that until much later. So, you know, because the university started in, what, 1200 to 1400? The Muslims started it up.
Yeah, well, so, they were known for their educational system.
Big time. So anyways, you know, you look at this sort of thing, you're thinking, well, who's going to play fucking hockey or professional sports? Who can afford that?
Nothing but the athletes themselves. It's already
I mean, the poor kid in the ghetto, sure, that's a rags-to-riches story of the last 2-3 generations. That's great. But now, in order to compete, to do that amount of basketball court time and travel, because the travel's the other thing. We got parents in Hussar spending 50,000 kilometers a year and burning out trucks in a couple of years just taking their kids to hockey.
Yeah.
You know? And it's friggin' expensive. So, you know, that's one of the things that I kind of like to play hockey myself, but you look at it and say, I'm not going to spend that money. That's way too much money for me.
Oh, yeah. And they don't play outside like they used to in my day.
The
community rink at Tuxedo Roy and
I mean, in the last 20 years you couldn't. Like that rink, one block, half a block from a house in Ottawa, you're lucky if you get a month out of that in modern times. That's
well,
it.
I've
all you got is 1 month. All you got is 1 month.
How could you, well, you never could at this. December 15th was our rule of thumb.
Well,
on a goddamn city rink.
But you're looking
at it. Now, you wouldn't get on in December.
You couldn't play a schedule. Shit, you would have 1 month. What are you going to do with a month?
Yeah.
And it's still worthwhile, but it really changes. So it's really just not, you know, a casual after hour play. Let's play it for a month or two if you're lucky. But, you know, with the arenas, at least you can put in a whole season. But the problem now is, of course, the regular population doesn't do shit. They want the government to spend money on welfare and dumb fuck stuff.
Yeah.
And there aren't enough arenas. So
look at the Bound and Determined, that fucking raghead that's running the city of Calgary to build that new hockey rink. For professional fucking athletes, I'll never be afforded to do
it. But the other thing is, you know, if they build an arena, they don't build a fucking arena. They build a goddamn palace, just like the schools. They can't build a goddamn school. You look at it and say, you don't need this shit. Look at how much it costs for that dumpy little shit's high school. It's grades 1 through 12, outside of Hussar, closer to Standard. They spent a fortune on that building. You're thinking, you know, they've got all these problems. They've got overcrowded schools. The teacher salaries are stratospheric and the pensions are crippling. And nobody gives a shit. They just want a Cadillac. Everybody wants the Cadillac. The rich people have it. We should have it too. Fuck.
Yeah, and that's just pure jealousy.
Oh, and hatred. A lot of it's hatred.
Yeah.
their fucking vengeful hatred. You know what? And revenge is a woman's characteristic, big time.
Yeah.
They talk about love, but what you see is an equal component, and we're all like that. We have our both, all sides. And the ancient gods had that. They were more like people, not like this ultra pure thing we think of now. No, it's, you know, the ancient gods were pricks. They were sometimes, the god of love was also a prick and vengeful. They had the both sides. They had their bitch from hell side, and they had their love and procreation side.
They frequently had both, yeah.
They always had, not frequently. And I think that's a problem that we've got now, is that we have these whitewashed attitudes that we're all supposed to be like this, and it's not a human being at all. And the trouble is, we vilify the wrong people.
And this bullshit, everybody should be equal, that the Communist Party, and the Soviet, whatever you want to call them.
Call them socialism.
Bullshit. Not, and I might be arguing, but some son of a bitch is too dumb to use a shovel is not equal to me.
Yep.
That's right.
But you know what? You have that problem with rich people. You know, because they protect their family, and you know, they got kids that shouldn't be there, but they're privileged. Same problem. And you had that problem, right? Your generation saw that. My generation didn't really see it that much because it was so turbulent, and a lot of people from lower classes had great mobility. I don't think that's going to be easy to do in the future. Like, who can afford to go to get a finance degree or anything to go on the stock market or play hockey or do anything? You need a lot of cash.
Well, what gets me is, how can they travel so fucking much?
I know, but we've gone through a period of stunning wealth for the average person. You can't expect that to last forever.
Holy shit.
But jealousy and vengefulness and hatred always destroys us. You know, people just can't accept. Women especially can't accept. I said that at coffee. How come I'm the only one saying, no, it's not a polarized vote. It's not this split somehow magically in the new thing. It's women's thinking in politics versus the guys. You think of everything, you fucking hate our system. Most of it's female.
Talking about that, they showed Raghead, I don't know, I think he's in Quebec, and he's got a street rally, you know, half a dozen people. They don't show that too much. But there was, I counted them, it was 8 people behind him. Everyone was a woman. There wasn't a one man there. And only one European woman. The rest were all Middle East. Fuck. And what will the world think of us?
What? Stupid.
What?
Just fucking stupid.
Because
why would anybody judge us from arm's length, from the dispassionate viewpoint of history, at some long point in time in the future, other than saying, boy, what a bunch of fucking morons.
Yo.
They didn't learn a goddamn thing. They didn't pay attention to any history, any human behavior, any social, societal, cultural, religious behavior. They just fucked themselves away.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what would happen if we actually culled?
If we were,
if you were able to call the fuck ups and losers and have productive people in the workplace, you know how much of a revolution that would be? You know how wealthy we would be?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've had 3 to 5 times the fucking standard of living. Easily. Fucking easily.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But you know, it's all this passion and compassion and stuff. And at the end of the day, what did it do? Oh well. I better get back and do a little bit more work.